If you look at data on file from the National Mastectomy and Breast Reconstruction Audit, you see exactly the same thing. 14,000 patients who had mastectomies in the United Kingdom in 2008-2009, and these are the inpatient complications requiring intervention. So out of 11,800 mastectomies, and these were non-skin-sparing mastectomies, 10% require some intervention, either for wound infection requiring antibiotics, debridement, skin necrosis with debridement, wound dehiscence, or hematoma. If you look at the two groups that had skin-sparing mastectomies, and the biggest group by far is the circumarea incision here, 2,200-odd, a 7.6% complication rate requiring, and a much smaller group, 240 or so, bilateral or submammary incision with no significant difference between these groups. So skin-sparing mastectomy appears to be safe. It's safe in...